and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Paul Gauguin Cruises.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Trump took to his Truth Social platform, saying he would be arrested on Tuesday in connection to hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. He urged his followers to protest. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
This is a very dangerous situation for lots of reasons, not least that Trump has done something reminiscent of January 6, 2021. He has called his supporters essentially into the streets to protest.
Trump attorney Susan Nicholas told CBS News that this is speculation from the former president. His post is based on media reports. A grand jury in New York is said to be considering the possible indictment, which could come as early as next week. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin for war crimes. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan.
There are reasonable grounds to believe that crimes within our court's jurisdiction have been committed. So those that feel you can commit a crime in the daytime and sleep well at night should perhaps look at history.
A UN deal that allows Ukraine to export grain is set to expire. BBC correspondent Imogen Folks is in Geneva.
Russia said it would accept an extension of the grain deal, but for just 60 days, on condition its fertilizers can be exported, a part of the agreement Moscow claims has not been honored.
Abortion pills are about to be banned in Wyoming. CBS's Mara Rubin reports.
The abortion pill ban prohibits the prescription, distribution, sale, or use of any drug for an abortion. It makes exceptions for rape, incest, or if the mother's life is in danger. According to the bill's text, doctors who violate the law can be charged with a misdemeanor with a maximum jail sentence of 6 months and a fine of up to $9,000.
Some controversial comments from Mexico's president, who said U.S. families are to blame for the fentanyl overdose crisis because they don't hug their kids enough. The BBC's Will Grant.
He denied that Mexico even produced fentanyl. That position has been widely questioned by drug war analysts who point out that it has increasingly become a key source of income for some cartels.
Even though you want to win big with your March Madness picks, you gotta love a huge upset. Dickinson beat top-seed Purdue, and brackets were busted everywhere. Where is Fairleigh Dickinson is trending on Google, by the way. If you're wondering, it's in Teaneck, New Jersey. This is CBS News.
CBS News is brought to you by Paul Gauguin Cruises. Artfully authentic, all-inclusive year-round cruising to Tahiti and the South Pacific. Visit pgcruises.com today.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 22, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 10 above. High temperatures reach up to 38. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, everyone. It is indeed time for Over the Back Fence. Thank you very much, Chuck, for that wonderful introduction. It is Saturday. It is March 18th, and it is just after 11 o'clock. Time for Over the Back Fence, our weekly weekend show where you call in 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. If you want to talk about events going on around central Wisconsin, all throughout our listening area, if you want to talk about anything else, that is what this show is all about. I'm your host, Seth. Thanks for joining me, everybody, on this Saturday afternoon. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence for today. We're going to get into our normal features as we do every weekend. We got some mailbag items. Do we? Actually, I don't know. I haven't checked yet. Some mailbag items, maybe. Events, calendar of events, and news and notes. Other things that we can talk about. We're going to start off like we usually do, talking about some programming stuff here on WFHR all throughout the weekend. So we got some stuff, not too much sports going on here. Of course, we're in tournament time, and it looks like our favorite Milwaukee team, Marquette, has gone on to the next round of the NCAA tournament, unlike Purdue. Wow. Wow, that's all I can say for that. That was crazy. Anyway, but Marquette did go on, and they will be playing again on Sunday. We do not have the time yet for that game. We're waiting for when that game will be going on. But when we find out, it will be on our sister station, WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Check that out. We will have that all set and ready to go. Very excited to see how far Marquette now will get into the tournament. It's going to be good. My bracket, it's weird. It's so weird. I haven't looked at see what happened all yesterday. I've seen a few of the things that have gone down, but man, this is going to be one crazy March Madness. It's madness, baby. It's madness. Now moving on to the NIT, where your Wisconsin Badgers are playing right now. Of course, they won their first round this coming Sunday. That's tomorrow. Pre-game starts at 10 o'clock right here on WFHR, so tune in as they take on Liberty, see if they can get any farther in the NIT. Hopefully the Badgers have a good chance of going all the way on that one. That would be really cool, considering the year they had, and unfortunately they were not able, of course, to get into the NCAA tournament, but this is the next best thing, and if they do a good showing here, I think they'll open a few eyes. That's again tomorrow, Sunday, 10 a.m. pregame for the Badgers taking on Liberty in the NIT tournament. Of course, after the back fence, after Over the Back Fence today, we have the Cripes Cast, Charlie Barron's show from noon to 1. Join Charlie as he interviews people throughout the Midwest and have some fun along the way. Then at 1 o'clock from 1 to 2, it is Earl Ingram and Gilbert Brown, that's right, the Gravedigger, talking about, various things that are going on that are of interest to them. Gilbert Brown, what, man, he is so much fun to listen to. He's quite a guy. So if you haven't done so yet, check out the Cripes Cast, 12 o'clock to 1, and then 1 to 2, we've got Earl Ingram and the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown, with Under the Helmet. So check that out as well. Moving to tomorrow. If I hope you caught the polka show early this morning at 7 o'clock, because it's not going to be happening tomorrow because of the Badger game, of course. It will preempt Tim's show. And unfortunately for that, but keep tuning in on 1 o'clock on Sundays as Tim has a rebroadcast of his Sunshine Polka Party show. But looking ahead toward Sunday night, we have a couple of shows here. Of course, we want to let you know about. You know about Seth Faces the Music. Of course you do, from 6 to 8 every Sunday night. I am on a kind of a little run here of shows about the four basic elements, as they were known in ancient Greece, right? Fire, water, air, and earth. Well, I picked number 2 this week, water. plenty of songs about water. And some of the artists that you'll be hearing on that, I should tease it just a little bit. We've got Simon and Garfunkel. We've got the Doobie Brothers going to be playing a song there. We've got Talking Heads. We've got the Decemberists for some newer songs. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out. Otis Redding. We've got some other great soul singers as well. 6 to 8 tomorrow, Seth Faces the Music. The theme is water for this week. And I do want to mention, if you do miss the show, you can check out the playlist, all the songs that I pick. Just go to Spotify, type in the search, Seth Faces the Music, and it'll come right up there. You can see any number of shows that I've done recently. All the songs are there, and you can listen to it. You won't be hearing me, unfortunately, because, you know, that's why you actually listen, right? It's not the music. No, whatever. But go ahead, check that out. Go to Spotify, Seth Faces the Music, and you can see the playlist of the shows I've done so far this year. Then from 8 to 9, Director's Cut, James and I will be speaking with Joel Goodness. It's an interview we did a little while ago, and thank you so much, Joel, for your patience, but we're finally getting it on the air. We have an actor series that we kind of want to get into, people who have made a living as acting, and Joel has had an interesting, fascinating career. We get into his early days of being on a cruise ship, doing performances there, of doing theater, being on Broadway. Yes, he was on Broadway for many years, some soap operas, of course, his guest spot on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. I love that part, by the way. That's one of my favorite parts. He used to talk about that. So talk to Mr. Joel Goodness this Sunday from 8 to 9 on Director's Cut. Stay tuned. We've got another great musician coming up next week. Chris Lee, who was in yesterday, one of our Hoozles Rise to Music people. He's such a great interview, and he's such a wonderful musician. So coming up later, in a week, we've got Chris Lee going to be on Director's Cut as we continue to go strong with that. All right, looking ahead to other programming notes coming up this week. Of course, on the morning show from 7 to 10, every Monday through Friday, your host James. On Monday, we'll have Melissa and Beth. Of course, the kitchen is open. The kitchen's open. I said that wrong. It's not the kitchen is open. It's the kitchen's open. We'll be on Monday at the 9 o'clock hour. That's always a fun show. Check that out. Sponsored by good friends at Chatterbox Catering. Then looking forward to Wednesday, Katrina Hittner will be in with James. It's always fun to have Kat in. And of course, the Wicked Awesome Word of the Day from Quality Plus Printing. We've got Phil going to be calling in for that one. On Thursday at 9 a.m., we've got Pet of the Week. Madison will come down from the Southwood County Humane Society and tell us about their Pet of the Week. Maybe bring them in, maybe not. We'll see. And then finally on Friday, Terry will join James, and they'll be doing Culver's Star of the Day like they do every Friday. TV theme show still going strong right now. They'll play the theme song, and you call up and tell them what it is, and you win two concrete mixers and two value baskets from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. It's very cool. The A-Team was on Friday. I got to be here on Friday. That was a lot of fun to do the A-Team. I mean, come on. And then looking ahead to the 10 o'clock hour throughout the week, on Monday, of course, Playmakers going to be talking lots about the NCAA tournament, all the upsets, all the craziness going on with March Madness. I'm sure join James for that. And your phone calls, of course, 424-2600, which you can also call right now to get on Over the Back Fence. Turning to Tuesday in the first morning magazine of the week, the Historic Point Boss will be previewing their Sugarbush event, a very cool event here. At 10:30, the United Way will be in. On Wednesday, a Wood County Board update with Lance Plimmel and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media will be in to record that as well. Part two, the ODC will be joining James for that. On Thursday, Family Natural Foods will be coming in on the first part. And then in the second part, UW Extension, Wood County with Jackie Caratini. In fact, we're going to be getting to something else Jackie's going to be doing this week when we get to our news and notes and our calendar of events. So stay tuned for that as well. Then on Friday, the ADRC will be in. And then in part two, Craig Broren, the superintendent of Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, will also be in as well. Looking forward to all of those great interviews as we move along here with this next week. My goodness, we're almost to the last week of March already. Where has the time gone? I don't know. We'll keep my time going here, everybody. Coming up here after the break, we're going to be going into our news and notes, calendar of events, mailbag items, if we have any. I haven't checked yet, so surprise me. We'll see. And more importantly, your phone calls, 424-2600, 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Snuggle up with a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting for you. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Current Technologies Incorporated and the Southwood County Humane Society. When the power goes out, contact Current Technologies Incorporated, your local Platinum Kohler generator dealer. Don't be left in the dark. Call 715-887-4444 to get more information about Kohler Standby Generator today.
The Badgers men's basketball team is in postseason play, and you can hear the action from the National Invitational Tournament on these local Civic Media radio stations.
Wisconsin hosts Liberty in the second round of the NIT this Sunday with an 11 a.m. tip-off.
WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. In Richland Center, dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM. And in Amory, tune in 1260 AM WLAK. Every win in the NIT, find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and on the app.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 22, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 10 above. High temperatures reach up to 38. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
Oh man, talk about pressure. The NCAA tournament. Some have folded to the pressure. Purdue, darn you, Purdue. Wrecking my bracket like that. Man.
You have to learn to pace.
Thanks for joining me on Over the Back Fence today, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. And before we get into our mailbag, news and notes and all that stuff, let's take our first phone call of the day. Good morning, you're on the show.
Good morning. I've got 40 sap bag holders for sale. These are used ones. And also, I've got a four-drawer chest of drawers and got a two-inch Reese's extension, Reese hitch extension. And they give me a call at 715-781-5855. Thank you.
781-5855.
Yes.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for the call. If you have any interest in those items that he was talking about, give him a call, 781-5855, the number to call. Easy as pie, everyone. That's how you do it here in Over the Back Fence, 424-2600 is the number to call. So looking ahead into our mailbag here, it's empty. Moths. Nothing but moths here. Man, come on, everybody. If you would like to add something to our mailbag, and we do encourage you to do that, you can do it in a number of different ways. You can drop it off here at our studios at 1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids in the west side of the town. We're in the roundabout right across from the Armory, kitty corner from the DMV. Can't miss us. We're right here. We have normal office hours from 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Come on in and drop that off with Pam at the front desk. She'll be glad to take it for you. And if you have not done so and you'd like to check out our studios, she'll give you a tour, too. It's a lot of fun. You can see all the great stuff that we have here. It won't take long. It's not a big building, but it's really great. Also, you can email otbf at wfhr.com, info at wfhr.com, or you can even send them to me, seth.habhager at civicmedia.us. That's my email address. There is a limit to 3 items per person, but there is no price limit on that. We don't have any limitation on how much you're asking. But we do ask that you include your contact information, of course, very important for people to get a hold of you that way. You can also call 424-1300. That is our main business line here at WFHR and WIRI. And anyone who answers it can write down if you have that information with you. We can also write it down that way as well. That's for the mailbag. Let's fill it up for next week, everyone. Let's turn now to our news and notes and calendar of events for this coming week and points beyond. We want everyone to know that this weekend is going to just about be it for any kind of winter sports in Wood County. The Wood County Parks and Forestry Department has let it be known that all Wood County snowmobile trails are now closed for the season. Those have all been wrapped up. But you still have a chance today and tomorrow. It's the last weekend for tubing and skiing at Powers Bluff Winter Recreation Area. They'll be open Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. Tickets may be pre-purchased on Wednesday and Thursday. Of course, that's all closed. But all remaining tickets will be sold on-site prior to the session. So see if they still have some available there. If you haven't had a chance to go there this year, we do recommend it. It's a lot of fun. Cross-country ski trails and multi-use trails will remain open at this time, but will not be groomed anymore this season. It is coming to the end of the winter sports season, everybody. So just so you know, of course, if you want to find out more about parks in Wood County, you can go to their website, co.wood.wi.us/departments/parks. You can find them also on Facebook. You can call them if you want to talk to someone directly, 715-421-8422 during their regular office hours there. Giving blood, of course, is an important thing. Right now, they're looking at a possible shortage of blood. But if you can get out there, if you are able to give blood, we, of course, do encourage you to do that. The American Red Cross continues to collect blood all throughout the area. We do have some coming up that we want to highlight in local communities. Coming up on Monday in Marshfield, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn. That's located at 750 South Central Avenue in Marshfield. The Red Cross will be there for blood donations. That's Monday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Marshfield. And then coming up later this week in Wisconsin Rapids on the 24th from 12 to 5 p.m. at the McMillan Library, 490 East Grand Avenue. That's 490 East Grand Avenue, Forest McMillan Library, 12 to 5 this coming week. On the 24th. So if you're able to come at that time, that is wonderful as well. We have some more coming up in Plover next week, and the week after next. And we'll get to those next week when we talk about other places to go. If you're in the Stevens Point area, there's a lot of opportunities to give some blood. In fact, they are open today. The Stevens Point Blood Donation Center is. They're at 3201 C Main Street. They're open today till 2:45 p.m. Then on Monday and Tuesday, they'll be open from 12 to 6:15. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this coming week, 8:15 on Thursday, and then 8:30 on Friday and Saturday, all open till 2:45 this coming week as well. So if you're in Stevens Point or close by, if you want to give some blood, they are always they're there very regularly if you want to give blood that way as well. Looking ahead to this week at our friends from the Lowell Center, got some events happening that we do want to highlight, of course. It is tax season, which keeps reminding me that I need to do my taxes. Yikes. they will be offering an AARP tax aid program this Monday, Thursday, and Wednesday and Thursday. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 8:30 to 3:30. Let's try that again. From 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Lowell Center. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Whew, I think I got it all out there. Also, we've got on Tuesday, the 21st, we've got at 1 o'clock the So Cute Club, So S-E-W, Cute Club, ha, get it? Actually, I kind of like that. It's kind of funny. On Wednesday at 1, we've got the Bunko Social Hour. And then on Thursday, they've got Silver Cinema, Elvis. Of course, the actor who played Elvis, his name escapes me at the moment, was nominated for an Oscar. He did not win. But from what I've heard, it is a very interesting movie. So if you're at all curious about that, Thursday at 1, Silver Cinema at the Lowell Center, Elvis will be showing. If you have any questions, you can call them at 715-421-1051, 421-1051. They are located at 220 3rd Avenue South, Suite 3 in the Centralia Center, right over by the theater and all that. We do appreciate all that our friends at the Lowell Center do, and we want to continue to put that up their schedule so people know what's going on. Our friends at the Extension Wood County have been offering classes throughout February and March at Focus at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. That's their new gigs. One class left coming up on Tuesday. Jackie Caratini, who will be here this week for Morning Magazine. That's going to be great. Hopefully she'll fill us in on how that went. Has some financial stuff that she's going to go over. Budgeting tools, cutting expenses, and credit reports. All very important stuff. That's going to be at Focus this Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. You can RSVP by calling 715-421-8437. Or you can go online bit.ly/focus2023. bit.ly/focus2023. Here's hoping that very soon they'll be offering more classes like this. There's some really interesting fun, actually. The UW Extension Wood County has so many great educators. We love that they offer all these great things, and we want to continue to have them do it. So go in there. If you're interested at all, check it out. A very important event is coming up on Wednesday at the McMillan Memorial Library. If you were able to listen to Morning Magazine this week, you heard on Friday from the League of Women Voters about the meet and greet that will be happening for candidates for the April 4th general election. You will learn who will be on your ballot on the 22nd. Join them at the McMillan Library for a meet and greet with candidates for local public office. From 5 to 6, you can meet Wisconsin Rapids Public School Board candidates. From 6 to 7, Wisconsin Rapids City Council candidates. And then from 7 to 8, Wood County Branch 4 Circuit Court candidates. So all the local elections that are going on here, you can meet all of the candidates coming up. If you are not able to make it, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media on their website. You can look at a schedule for candidate interviews they did with the candidates. That's wr-cm.org, wr-cm.org. And we do want everyone to know, of course, if you want to know what will be on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. Other things that will be included on this are not only the local candidates, of course, but the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court justices and 3 referenda that will amend the state constitution. 1, conditions of release before conviction. 2, cash bail before conviction. And 3, shall able-bodied childless adults be required to look for work in order to receive taxpayer-funded welfare benefits? These are very important. Please read the full wording of these proposed amendments on your ballot before deciding. As we have seen with many states that offer these kind of referenda, California is a great example. Sometimes weasel words get in there. They deliberately try to confuse people to what they're actually voting for. Make sure you understand what the referenda are and what you are voting for before you mark that box on April 4th. But on the 22nd, you can meet all the candidates for the local races here at the McMillan Library. This is brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin Rapids Area, our good friends there. And of course, we thank them for all that they do to get the word out about voting and for getting the candidates out there so we can know where they stand on the issues. Looking forward to this week, of course, on Wednesday. After you go to the meet and greet, why don't you head on over to the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street, and have some fun at bingo. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. It's done every week, everyone. And we love to support our friends at the Elks Lodge, number 693. If you have any questions, call them at 715-423-1930. 423-1930 during their regular office hours. So go ahead and check it out. Bingo on Wednesday with the Elks Lodge. That's right. Focus wants to remind everyone that the Neighborhood Table is now once again open for in-person service at their new digs, 2321 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. every Thursday. Go ahead and join them and have a great meal, have some good fellowship with people, and enjoy. The food is always excellent. So go ahead and check it out on Thursday, 4:30 to 6 p.m. At 2321 West Grand Avenue, the Neighborhood Table. Theneighborhoodtable.org is another place you can see more information if you so desire. And I do want to remind everyone that going on as we speak, the Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market is going on over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. A lot of great vendors there going on till 1 o'clock today. Go check it out. See who is available today, what food and crafts and whatever else they're offering. It's been a great success so far this year, and we want to encourage everyone to go there and check it out. All right. I'm going to take a quick break here before we go into what's happening next weekend. We'll get into that in just a little bit after we take a short break here on Over the Back Fence. Waiting for more of your phone calls, everyone. 424-2600 is the number to call. 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence on locally grown radio, WFHR. Better days are coming. It's called Saturday and Sunday at Jammers Bar and Grill. On the weekend, kick back with the Jammers 5 Beer Bucket Special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. Jammers is the best in burgers, sandwiches, and apps. Don't forget Jammers is the spot for fun, and they have plenty of room for your next party. That's Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Warm ovens and great smells aren't the only reason people love working at Country Hearth. Job security at a third-generation family-owned company, great pay and benefits, and the opportunity to rise within the company are also in the mix. Besides production, there are a lot of other positions throughout the bakery. Maintenance fixes and maintains machines. Sanitation keeps the machinery and facility clean and safe. Shipping coordinates getting products from point A to point B, and there are delivery driver positions too. Are you ready to find the best fit for you? Find out more and apply today at countryhearthjobs.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 22, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 10 above. High temperatures reach up to 38. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
Yeah. Welcome back. WFHR Over the Back Fence, everybody. Can I just bang on the drum all day? Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everyone. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the airwaves here. If you're looking to buy or sell items for their friends and neighbors here in central Wisconsin, other events you want to talk about happening, or if you just want to chat, that's what we're all about here on Over the Back Fence. 424-2600 is the number to call. Turning now to events that are going to be happening this coming weekend. And we are, of course, in the thick of Lent, and that means fish fries every Friday. Ooh, can't wait. We got one coming up here, the Nakusa Port Edwards Knights of Columbus drive-through fish fry. I was actually talking with someone who volunteers for the fish fry this last week, and they were telling me that it's been a smashing success ever since they went to the drive-through only format. The number of meals that they have made is just remarkable. So there must be something good going on there. So head on down to Nakusa on Friday. They've got beer battered fried cod. It's served with a baked potato or potato salad, coleslaw, dinner roll, and dessert, all for $13. And this is every Friday through March 31st, 3 to 6 p.m. It's at Sacred Heart Parish, 711 Prospect Avenue in Nakusa. They're asking you please enter on 7th Street and follow the signs to pick up your meal. That's good. This coming Friday, 3 to 6, the Nakusa Port Edwards Knights of Columbus drive-through fish fry. Fish fry here in Rapids also happening every Friday throughout Lent from 4 to 7 p.m. at St. Lawrence Catholic Church. They're located at 530 10th Avenue North. This is a fish fry dine-in or carry-out, your choice. Fried or baked fish, potato salad or French fries, baked beans or pasta salad, coleslaw bread, tartar sauce, dessert. Salad bar is included if you are dining in, so keep that in mind, everyone. Adults are $12, seniors are $11.50, and children are $8. Carryouts are also available for $12. That's every Friday through Lent at St. Lawrence Catholic Church, 4 to 7 p.m. If you're looking for some theater, and I should have done this earlier, I totally missed on this one. Oh, my goodness. Shame on me. Nakusa High School is presenting The Little Mermaid. I had this in the wrong spot. Oh, my goodness. And they had their opening performance last night. But if you missed it, you have a chance today, two chances today to get to see The Little Mermaid at 2 and at 7 p.m. today. Tickets are only $10. You can go buy them at the door, of course. But if you want to buy them online before the show, go to showtix4u. That's showtix, the number 4, the letter u.com. Or at the office, of course. Student tickets are only $5, and that's for college age and under. Nakusa High School Auditorium, 500 Cedar Street. That's today at 2 and at 7. Your final chance to see The Little Mermaid as presented by Nakusa High School Presents. If you want to hear, go ahead into our archives of Morning Magazine a couple weeks ago. We had the cast in here. James talked to the cast, and they performed a couple of scenes, sang a couple of songs. It's really cool. If you want to hear what's going on, I would check it out. Go to civicmedia.us, go to shows, and then go to podcast there. You can see all the different shows listed there. Go to Morning Magazine and look for The Little Mermaid, and you can have a listen. The Sports Commission of the Wisconsin Rapids area is conducting a survey to assess the needs of the sports community in the city of Wisconsin Rapids and other municipalities of southern Wood County. A short survey aims to reach anyone who is passionate about the Wisconsin Rapids area sports and to obtain insight on how the organization can best meet community needs. Survey may be completed online. You can go to surveymonkey.com/r/sports-commission-public-survey, all one word. Sports Commission Public Survey on SurveyMonkey. The Sports Commission asks that the survey be completed by tomorrow, the 20th. I think they meant Monday, the 20th. Sorry about that, because tomorrow's the 19th. But the 20th is the last day to do that. Please pass along the survey with anyone you feel is interested. Survey results will be shared and discussed at the upcoming Sports Commission meeting on Tuesday, March 21st at 4:30 p.m., hosted at the Southwood County YMCA. The meeting is open to the public, and the Sports Commission welcomes all to participate. If you're interested in sports in the central Wisconsin area, there is where you need to go. The 2023 Hope Consortium free webinar series is going on as we speak. The next one is coming up this Friday. It's held every Friday through June. Every fourth Friday through June. The second one's coming up this coming Friday, March 24th. They invite all treatment and recovery service providers, human service personnel, criminal justice partners, prevention professionals, community and tribal members, and leaders to attend their third annual webinar series. This five-part series is from 10 to 11 on Zoom on the days that I just mentioned. Some of the topics include substance use, outpatient treatment programs, and medication-assisted treatment, self-care for wounded helpers, co-occurring disorders, and many more. You can register for free at hopeconsortium.org. Or if you want more information, you can contact Wayne Sorensen, Project Manager at Family Health Center of Marshfield, sorensen.wayne@marshfieldclinic.org. All right, let's go ahead and grab a phone call right now. Good morning, you're on the show.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin Rapids Children's Theater is also putting on a play this week at the PAC. They're having Lion King. They'll be on tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2 and 7, I get pretty sure.
That is correct. Yes, thank you for bringing that up. I had forgotten about that. But yes, Lion King over at the PAC tonight. The Children's Theater is going on.
Thanks.
All right, yep. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. If there's any other events that I missed, call up. Let me know. We can pass the information on to everybody that's listening. So that's 424-2600 if you have more events. And we do, of course, encourage, if you get us the information before the event, of course, we can always talk about it several times over the airwaves as well. So, but don't worry, if you want to talk about it now, call up 424-2600 and we will talk about it. Coming up on Sunday, March 26th, St. Bronislava, Holy Name at 3200 at Plover Road in Plover, is having another all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast from 8:30 a.m. to noon. Menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast links, limit three, you heard it here first, milk, juice, and coffee. $9 for ages 13 to adult, $4 for ages 4 to 12, and then free for ages 4 and under. Cooked by the men of Holy Name and table service by the St. Bronze Boy Scout Troop number 201. They thank you for your support, and all the proceeds go to the parish school and youth needs. A good pancake breakfast, who doesn't want that? St. Bronislava Holy Name, 3200 Plover Road in Plover, March 26th, 8:30 a.m. to noon. If you are a caregiver, you know how stressful that can be. Providing care for a loved one can be rewarding, but caregivers can also experience stress, guilt, and frustration. And to help people out with that, our good friends at the ADRC of Central Wisconsin is offering a Managing Caregiver Stress workshop. It's a one-hour session coming up on Thursday, March 30th, so it's coming on towards the end of the month. Registration is required, and we'll get to that in just a minute. The Antigo, Marshfield, and Wausau offices of the Central Wisconsin ADRC will be hosting it from 10 to 11 a.m. on that day, and then the Merrill and Wisconsin Rapids offices will be offering it from 2 to 3. Both programs will be offered virtually as well, so you can have a Zoom registration. You can go there in person on those 2 days if you have any questions or you want to register. 888-486-9545, 888-486-9545, or go to their website, adrc-cw.org, if you're interested in that workshop. There's no place like Creative Arts Day. That's what our good friends over at the 4-H through UW Extension, Wood County. They've got a Creative Arts Day coming up. This is going to be Saturday, April 1st at 9 a.m. over at Pittsville Schools. Experience the many talents of Wood County's 4-H youth, including one-act plays and skits, demonstrations, arts and crafts, decorated cakes, photography, Lego building, vocal and instrumental performances. You want it, they got it. Looks like a whole lot of fun. Concessions are provided by Shady Lane 4-H and the teen leaders. This is at 9 a.m. in Pittsville, Saturday, April 1st. This is the 4-H putting on There's No Place Like Creative Arts Day. It's going to be a lot of fun, everybody, and we hope you can join them. That is April 1st on Saturday. We're going to take another break right now, everybody. We got a few more things that we want to talk about as we head to the top of the hour here. I think I'll give a little preview, too, of Seth Face to the Music. Why not? Why not? It's a lot of fun. And, of course, more of your phone calls coming up here on Over the Back Fence. 424-2600 is the number here on WFHR.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 23, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 10 above. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high of 38. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Hope everything's going good for you. Call up 424-2600 to be on Over the Back Fence. Join me, your host, Seth, here today for the next few minutes anyway. We've got, about 8 minutes left here before I play my little preview for Seth Faces the Music this coming week. You know, it's actually not a song that's in the show, but it's related, sort of. I just wanted to put that out there. But it's a good song. It's a good song, so don't worry. You'll enjoy it. All right, before I wrap up our news and notes and calendar of events here, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, Seth. Hi. I just wanted to let our listeners know that we have the official start time of the Marquette game tomorrow.
Excellent. It's good for me to know, too.
3:45. Did you have that? I wasn't sure if you had that already.
I didn't.
Okay, it's at 3:45.
All right.
I just checked into the Learfield information site, and listeners can catch that at 3:45 p.m. tomorrow afternoon on WIRI and of course, they can catch the Badgers in the morning.
That's right.
WFHR. So
day full of basketball.
Right. It's all Wisconsin tomorrow.
That's right.
So, go Badgers. Go Golden Eagles.
That's so right. Hopefully
they'll have games next week that will be cheering for them and continue on and on.
here's hoping after what happened to Purdue yesterday. I'm really hoping that the Marquette can keep going on there. But thanks a lot, Pam.
I hope so, too. You're welcome. Yep. Have a good weekend.
You
we'll
too.
See you Monday.
Yes, indeed. Oh, that was the voice of Pam Hilke. Of course, everyone recognizes that. The heart and soul of WFHR here, giving information that I needed too, because I set up the games to make sure that they play it at the right time. So now I know when to put the game for the Marquette for Sunday on there as well. 3:45 pregame starts for the Golden Eagles on their next series, their next game in the tournament. So hopefully they can come out victorious for that. While we're on the subject of programming and stuff here on WFHR and on WIRI, I don't know if you've been able to catch it, but we do have a show that we haven't done a lot of, hyping for, that we've kind of added on Sunday afternoons on WIRI, Forgotten Country. It's a really cool show. They talk to artists who country artists and some of the songs that they love, country music you may have not heard in a while. Of course, Wiscountry 105.5 is all about classic country, so it's another show that kind of really fits right in there. And I do want to say also, I just put this out there, stay tuned to WIRI. I think you're going to be hearing, in the very near future, you're going to be hearing some more local content being created for that station. We got some ideas that we're working on right now, so stay tuned to WIRI, when, of course, you're not listening to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, like you are right now. Couple more things I want to highlight coming up. This isn't for a little while, but we do want to let everyone know. Coming up on April 16th, the community is encouraged to attend the Wisconsin Rapids Public School Lincoln High School Referendum Project dedication. They're going to be commemorating the completion of its community-supported referendum project at Lincoln High School with a celebration hosted at the school. This is very cool, of course. Totally about the community supporting their public schools, and for everyone out there, we know how important Lincoln is, the whole school system, how great it is, and we appreciate the school board and our administrators and the great work that they do for our great public schools. So let's celebrate it, and also we can check out the new referendum project, the completion of all that. It's been a long time coming, and that is going to be Sunday, April 16th from 1 to 3 p.m. A dedication ceremony and ribbon cutting will be held at the front entrance of Lincoln High School, and that is, if you do not know, 1801 16th Street South in Rapids. Attendees should gather by the front entrance. The dedication will include a short presentation from school students, faculty, and other distinguished guests. Following the ribbon cutting, guests are invited to join the Lincoln High School National Honor Society and school council members in a guided tours of the new school addition. That is very, very cool. And so there's a lot of stuff to go over with all of the great stuff that they've done. And this was from 2021, so it's been a couple of years. And, of course, it was some other stuff happened around that time, made it a little bit harder for them to complete it. But it's coming up in April, so set your calendars, everybody, for that. Something else that's coming up not until June, but I do want to let everyone know about it because it's from our good friends over at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. It's a great event that we all love because it also involves the rafters. Boy, baseball is in the air, everyone. Spring is here, or at least it's getting here. And the rafters are going to be starting up soon. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait. United Way's annual United We Can food sculpture contest will happen at Witterfield on Thursday, June 15th, where teams of volunteers will build sculptures out of donated canned food. After the event, Southwood County Hunger Coalition will distribute the cans to local food programs, adding to the total of over 64,000 pounds of food donated through the event. Wow. Since 2013. Oh my gosh, that is so good. Community members can help fight hunger by registering a team with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. You have to register by May 12th. If you register by May 12th, you'll be entered to win a Craft River tickets at a 2023 Rafters game. How cool is that? Before the events, teams collect non-perishable food donations and purchase that. And then on the 15th, of course, they will have the sculptures there. Last year, the winners were the most creative Westrock, the most nutritious, I love that, Solaris, The Community Choice, Major League, Paper City Savings, and the Community Choice Award for Minor League was Grace Lutheran Church. If you want to register your team for United We Can, it's never too early to get started, everybody. And take a swing at hunger, visit uwswac.org or contact Ben Eberlein, our good friend Ben, 715-421-0390, or email him at ben@uwswac.org. Well, this has been quite a Saturday, everybody. All the stuff that's been going on here. I do appreciate the phone calls that we got, especially Pam, giving us that information about the Marquette game that's happening tomorrow. We just have about a minute and a half here left before I play my song to whet your appetite for Seth Faces the Music. Now, like I said, this is not a song that is actually in Seth Faces the Music for tomorrow, but it is related because the artist is Muddy Waters. Yep, you get it? Waters is his name. I know it's bad, but it's a great song. So stay tuned for that. Also, coming up afterwards, we've got the Cripes cast from Charlie Barron. From 1 to 2, we've got Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger. And that's coming up at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow at 10 on WFHR, we've got the Badgers and their next game in the NIT. Pregame starts at 10 there, taking on Liberty. And then tomorrow on WIRI, we just found out, pregame at 3:45, we have the Golden Eagles on their next game in the NCAA tournament. 3:45 on WIRI, 105.5 Wisc Country. Don't want to miss it there. Well, it's been a great day, everybody. I hope everyone has a great weekend. And I do want to say next weekend I will not be here. James will be taking over the back fence for next Saturday. So everyone have a good couple of weeks. We will talk to you again the next time I'm on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. And I got to say, we do need a few more callers, I think, moving forward. I think we need a few more callers on this show. It's getting lonely being here and just reading stuff. I want to talk to people. I want to get some conversation in here. That's what this show is all about. So get your stuff together, everyone. Get ready for next week. In the meantime, enjoy a little Muddy Waters here from 1955. Here's a Mannish Boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I'd be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey, we're having lots of fun. I'm a man,
yeah!
I spell him H-I-N, that rather than man. Oh, child, why? That's where a man is born. But a man, I'm a full grown man. I'm a man, I'm a rolling stone. Hoochie coochie man, sitting on the outside, just me, my mate. I made the moon, come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? I spell him H-I-N. Rather than Maine,
yeah!
No be. Oh, child, why? That's well managed, boy. I'm a man, I'm a full grown man. I'm a man.
I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man, full grown man. Oh, well.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom